At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, we got through, Woody, a couple days of free agency here and still a little bit of work still coming in here. But joining us this morning, guy that's seen them all play, Charles Davis, analyst for NFL on CBS, works with Ian Eagle at the Combine at Indy, also at the Senior Bowl. This man takes very few vacations, as we say good morning to Charles Davis. Charles, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Joe. How are you today?
I'm doing great. And again, thanks for coming on. But I was starting to have some AFC East issues here, and I figured you've seen more games than anybody. And I start with Zach Wilson now, the backup. Did that surprise you? You've seen him. We haven't seen a very good Zach Wilson with the Jets. Some will say nobody has a chance to be successful at the quarterback position when you play for the Jets. Had a year with Denver but didn't play. Now going to have a chance and most likely is the backup of the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say, Joe. It really is. You hope that that year in Denver helped him out. And, you know, it probably did in different ways, right? You see a different way of doing it. You get a full reset. You're out of the national media because you're not in New York. You're in Denver. Sean Payton's influence has to be good because Whenever he's coached, you know, people have done pretty well, right?
Yes.
And he knows how to make quarterbacks better. And by the way, he wanted Bo Nix, got Bo Nix. And, you know, in any normal year, Bo Nix is probably the offensive rookie of the year. But yet, Jaden Daniels, Brock Bowers, is a pretty strong year. So he still got his team to the playoffs as a rookie and made every start. So all that being said, there has to be something good that came out of it. But Joe, he didn't play.
Yeah.
So who knows, right? I mean, look, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, until you're actually on the grass playing, no one knows if you got better or not.
Yeah.
No one knows if this was good or not. But I think it couldn't hurt at all for him to just not be in New York and just get beat up each and every day, because he did for the bulk of his time there.
Yeah, that was a tough one. There is no question about it. So sticking with the AFC East, everybody's had a little different take according to how much money they've had for free agency. The Buffalo Bills looked like they pretty much said, let's run it back, keep the same core together, re-sign a lot of their own guys, Shakir, Russo, even Josh Allen got a new deal. They have added a few pieces. Von Miller's out. Joey Bose is in. Bills, though, at the end of the day, still clearly the team to beat in AFC East from what you've seen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that last year was kind of the year that nationally people targeted, like, hey, I think maybe this might be the year. You know, the Jets look like they were a team, right? The Dolphins, obviously. No one was predicting New England. Okay, so we just take that and set it to the side, right? That was the first year of Gerard Mayo, and we know that it didn't work. So you take it and you move it. But preseason, there's a ton of chatter about the Jets and the Dolphins, and this was your chance to make a move. Buffalo looked like they had lost a lot of things. I was very much in the camp that Buffalo was still the team to beat in the AFC East. That proved to be correct. So I filed and saved it, Joe, because that's one out of 100 that I got right. But, you know, but it was funny because last year that was this time that everyone was talking about it. It didn't happen. I don't think anyone's suggesting going into this season that anyone is ahead of Buffalo going into the season. I think you've nailed it. Buffalo is that team. The funny part is, I think the team this year that people are going to identify going into the season as the one that's vulnerable, this is their time to go get them, is going to be Kansas City.
Yeah. Off of what just took place, that butt kicking in the in that Super Bowl sure changed a lot of things. Hey, so I got to ask you, I know everybody's got a different opinion on this, but you expect, and I know we still got 40-something days left before the draft, but Cam Ward or Sanders, who do you see going first? Is it clear cut? Some people tell me it is, and others are going, no, Sanders is right there and has a chance.
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? And it goes the same way all the time, Joe. You start as the draft process begins, and then you go through a time where I think things switch a little bit because people get tired of saying the same thing. And then as you get closer to the draft, it kind of comes back to where it started. If we're going by that theory, there was a lot of Shedeur Sanders all season long, but then as we got to the draft process, it really became Cam Ward. And as you said, a lot of people were saying now it seems to be kind of, you know, Cam Ward is kind of the clear number one, Shedeur Sanders the clear number two. But as we go into the process now, I think a lot more people are talking about, okay, well, what about, are you sure about Shedeur Sanders? Because he was kind of the guy before. I think when we get to draft time, it'll be Cam Ward will be the number one quarterback, Shedeur Sanders number two. Even though in the first mock draft I did, I had Shedeur Sanders going number one to Tennessee. I had Cam Ward going two to Cleveland. And then everybody told me I lost my mind because I had Jackson Dart going three to the Giants. And, you know, I said, listen, I've got to do three mock drafts. That's my first one. And, you know, you can have all that. But if you watch the quarterback carousel right now, places that need a quarterback, Cleveland's still in the market. The Giants are still in the market. But the Jets, that's off the table now, right? Las Vegas, that's off the table now. So sometimes, as you know, Joe, when you don't have places for people to go, they get artificially pushed up. And so I'm not taking Dart off the table yet because these things happen when all of a sudden, oh, they've all got quarterbacks. We've got to get ours now or we don't get him. Because if the Giants don't take one at three, when are they going to get the quarterback?
Yeah.
That's my question now. Like, if you don't take him at three because, you know, whether it's Sanders or whether it's Dart or whatever, if you don't take that quarterback at three, what's your next bite at the apple? This is not a very deep quarterback class by rankings. Are you going to feel good about coming back in the second round? And is Tyler Shuck available? And is that where you want to go? I don't know. Maybe it is. We shall see. But sometimes it gets pushed up that way. But, yeah, I think right now, to answer your question definitively, like most people have Cam Ward ahead of Shedeur Sanders.
So I got to ask you, is Dart clearly the number three quarterback? Because that was going to be my next question.
Not clearly.
Okay.
Not clearly. I think that he has the momentum of feeling like he's the third one. But you and I both know it's 32 teams. So everyone sees it a little bit differently. What if that team that thinks Jalen Milroe, we can make Jalen Milroe great, right? We're not scared off by what we saw with Anthony Richardson. And remember, it's all a comparison game. Jalen Milroe, Anthony Richardson is just too easy of a comparison, and it makes a lot of sense. That's going to be the big one because people are going to say, well, why didn't Anthony Richardson get better? Well, I think a lot of it was they knew he didn't have very many starts coming. I had 13, and their idea was we're going to play him, and he's going to get better. But what happened, Joe? He got hurt.
Yep.
Full season.
Over and over.
And, and over, so you don't get the experience you expect to get. And by the time you're done with 2 years, guess what? Yeah. You've got a quarterback who's less than 50% thrower, and that experiment hasn't worked the way that you want it to work. So will the next team be afraid to do something like that, or will they go, well, that didn't work there, but this kid, he's never been hurt. We're going to go with it. You never know. So Milroe's in the mix. Tyler Shuck, I don't care what his age is in the mix. We don't care that, you know, he's going to be 26 when the season begins now. Remember, that used to be a major negative.
Yes.
I don't think people look at it that way, and I've never seen it as a negative for a quarterback. I think it's better for him to have a little more experience and be more mature going into an NFL huddle. So there will be others that bump into it, but I think Dart, for most people, is probably the third quarterback on their board.
Charles, you and I have done a lot of Jets games, so you've seen a lot of Aaron Rodgers. I know you had a few of his games.
Yeah.
What do you think of him? Yeah, you've seen him. I don't know if you've seen the good or bad. You think he can?
Yeah, I think he can still play. I just don't think that the juice is what I've been using for the last few days. The juice of being able to come to an organization and be able to kind of dictate how it's going to go down, it doesn't exist now. Like, if you're an organization, you don't have to take Aaron Rodgers and everything Aaron wants to bring with him or say that doesn't, you don't have to do that. Like, the last 2 years have kind of taken that and eliminated it. Now, that doesn't mean that all of a sudden you treat Aaron Rodgers. I was watching that great baseball movie, Eight Men Out. And you know, back in the day, they called a guy who wasn't a very good player a bush leaguer, right? He's no busher, right? He's still Aaron Rodgers. But at the same time, you don't have to say, well, Aaron, tell me who else we have to get now. Do we have to bring in Lazard? Do we have to bring in Adams? We got to bring in Randall Cobb. We got to do this. Who's the OC you want? No, I don't think you have to do that now.
You know,
the big question is, will Aaron Rodgers accept that part? And I think that he is smart enough to do so. So who are we talking about? We're talking about Pittsburgh. We're talking about the Giants. Is Cleveland a player in this? Heck, is Tennessee a player in this? I don't know. That will emerge. But based off of what I'm looking at, I would probably run to Pittsburgh and try and make that work if I were him.
His two games against the Dolphins, he was really good. And I'm only going by not what I saw on TV, but in person. And he played – He had a couple of really, really good games against the Dolphins. Could have easily won both games instead of just the one game. What about Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I think Russell still got something left to him, but he made some really big mistakes down the stretch that did not help. You know, it wasn't just the play. It was, you know, the thought process, throwing an interception in the end zone when you got 3 points in the bag in a very tight ball game. And, you know, just things. And I just don't think people look at it quite the same way. And obviously it's funny because we talk about juice. You know, he had nothing but juice when he went to Denver, right? That juice went away as soon as Sean Payton came to town. And I don't think anyone's going to give him that juice back either. So he's got to be able to come in and play. If I'm the Giants, if I'm Cleveland, I'm definitely considering it because look at my quarterbacking situation now. Oh. Say if I draft a rookie, he's clearly better than anything you have in your camp at the moment.
Hey. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey, Charles, I'll leave you with this one. Who are what you've seen in free agency, and I know some teams had a ton of money like the Patriots. Who made the biggest improvement for you on what they're able to do?
I think the Bears, pretty simply, when they went ahead and really fixed offensive line, Jonah Jackson, Joe Tooney, that crew, right? That's a pretty good one. I mean, theirs was such a splash that Amon-Ra St. Brown from, you know, the rival Lions lost his offense coordinator. Ben Johnson went there as a head coach, and he was doing a podcast with his brother, and he's like, where are they getting all this money to sign everybody? They're signing everybody. They're signing offensive players, defensive players. Right. Huge splash. New England has made a big financial investment. I don't know that the splash is the same because of who the players are that they got, but they had to do anything possible to improve that roster. And it's a kind of year where you might overspend for a guy a little bit. Milton Williams, good football player, part-time player. That's a major contract.
Well, that's big boy money right there.
Okay, big boy money. So he's got to try and play to that. Don't know if he will or won't. But New England really had no choice because their roster was so bad. So they spent a bunch of money to bring in guys. But they brought in guys that we would call OKGs. Remember Chris Peterson, the former coach at Boise State in Washington? He used to call them OKGs, our kind of guy, right? So he brings in a Milton Williams. He brings in a Harold Landry from Tennessee, who we knew. He brought in a Robert Spillane, tough, hard-nosed linebacker from Las Vegas. See where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Those are Mike Vrabel kind of guys. You know what I mean? That's going to fit what he wants to do and have that permeate through his team. So, yeah, did you probably overspend? Yes. But did you have any real choice based on your roster last few years? No.
Bad roster last year. Really, really bad one.
So you had to do it. So you bring in guys that Mike Vrabel would be comfortable with and think that he'll spread the message, and then you try and draft and continue to bring in better players.
Charles, man, thank you so much. I swear I'm going to leave you alone, man. Always nice to talk to you. Really appreciate you getting up early with us this morning.
Of course. Happy to do so. You take care of yourself. Best to everyone.
All right. Thanks. Charles Davis, NFL on CBS analyst, along with Ian Eagle. Always great watching their games on Sunday. All right. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Got to get all caught up. Dave Hyde's going to join us. We'll bring it right back here to South Florida with Dave Hyde. Coming up early, 7 o'clock, Mike Florio will join us later in the show as well. Hockey team gets a nice win in Toronto last night. The Heat back in action tonight against the champs, the Boston Celtics. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. But first, before we do, we got to talk about sports-related injuries. Hate talking about them, but it happens sooner or later. If you're competitive, if you're active, you're going to get injured. I don't care if it's your kids. I don't care if it's your old retired rear end. It happens to all of us. Baptist Health South Florida, though, is the good news. What a great sports medicine program they have put together, man. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I get it. That's kind of starts with that. Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins, FIU, FAU. The Miami Open's coming here in a few days. And they're using the doctors from Baptist Health South Florida. Everybody is, man. Because of the specialists and the facilities they have. It's all about having great people, and when you talk about specialists, about 35 deep now with knee and shoulder and foot and ankle and hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles, I can go on and on. But Dayton Brower, you're in good hands. You don't just have to be a high school, college, or professional athlete. Nope. For all of us to use these great doctors when you get injured, they've seen it all, and they know how to fix it. As I said, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility in Broward County. What a great location, 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Do it today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.